Now, the first method is to bring God down to the level of man. Now, will you listen to him in verse 6 here? If we say that we have fellowship with him, now, this is something we say. This is not true, but we say it just the same. And there are a lot of people saying it. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. Did you get the thing that John said there? Rather blunt, don't you think? He said, we lie. It's not a nice thing to call another man a liar. But John says that if you say that you have fellowship with him and you're walking in darkness, that is in sin, you are lying. Now, I didn't say that. I'm too polite to say that to you. John said it. You know, and we always think of John being that little ladylike apostle, carried his handkerchief in his sleeve. And I don't know how that rumor got around that he is that type of a man, except during the Middle Ages, there was an artist that painted him with curls. And I wouldn't be that artist for anything in the world. He looked like some sort of a hippie. Curls. And the idea got around because they call him the Apostle of Love. Our Lord never called him that. He called him a son of thunder. And that's just the opposite of love, by the way. And so he says here that we lie. And I wouldn't want to be that artist to come into the presence of John someday. If John and that artist meet at the corner of Glory Avenue and Hallelujah Boulevard in heaven, I tell you, that artist is going to know what thunder and lightning both are. Because I think John's going to level with him. What is the big idea? Given the worldly impression that I was somehow another a sissy type individual. He's a great big two-fisted rugged fisherman. And he says that if you say that you are having fellowship with God and you're walking in darkness, you lie because God's light. God's holy. And today we hear so much of sin among Christians. Somebody said to me the other day, it was headline material here in Southern California, that one of the cults has some members actually committing adultery. I don't know whether it was a rumor. I don't know whether it's accurate or not. But I don't know that the paper would have risked a lawsuit unless they had some basis for saying it. And they said it. And it was a cult. And they talk about what a wonderful level of life they've arrived at. They keep the law and all that sort of thing. But one of the Ten Commandments is, thou shalt not commit adultery. Now, they would try, of course, to explain that away in some fashion. May I say to you, friends, if you are going to walk with God, you're going to walk in light. And if there's sin in your life, you're not walking with him. Somebody says, well, there's sin in my life. I know there is. All of us have that in our lives. And how are we going to walk with God? Well, we're going to find out today, but you can't find out by bringing him down to your level.